On your station, 88.9 KETR, it's 30 minutes after the hour. I'm Mark Haslett. Over 200 people attended a public meeting last night in the southeastern Collin County town of Lavon. The meeting was organized by the North Central Texas Council of Governments Transportation Department and was held in the cafeteria of Phyllis Neesmith Elementary School. The topic was what has come to be called the Blacklands Corridor. That's the strip of land that runs from west of Greenville down to Lavon. It includes the towns of Caddo Mills, Josephine, and Nevada. The path follows the old railroad right-of-way that's still controlled by the Northeast Texas Rural Rail Transportation District, even though the old rail lines are gone. A Dallas-based private developer, Public Works Incorporated, has announced its desire to build a private toll road in the corridor. The road would be a divided, four-lane, limited-access road. The plan has been welcomed by some in Greenville and elsewhere, but has been opposed by most of the landowners in the vicinity of the corridor, as well as most of the people in communities along the route. Since the toll road proposal became widely known this year, there's been a lot of confusion about what might happen and when. Transportation Department Director Michael Morris explained that his agency has put the brakes on Public Works plans for the time being. Morris said that the Council of Governments told Public Works to slow down, in his words.
Kindly, I would say 7 months ago, a little more firmly 5 months ago, pretty damn firm about 3 months ago.
3 months ago is when the Council of Governments published its transportation plan for the region. The plan disappointed advocates of the toll road because the Blacklands Corridor was identified in the plan as just that, a corridor, not necessarily a place for a toll road. The plan called for a study to evaluate the present and future transportation needs of the region. As for the corridor, it could become a toll road, a public road, or no road at all. Other possible uses could be passenger light rail or maybe rebuilding the heavy lines for freight rail. In other words, all potential uses or no use at all remain options for the Blacklands Corridor. The purpose of last night's meeting was to clarify what the public process is, gather more input, and show how citizens could follow or participate in the process in the coming months. Morris and his staff emphasized the agency's desire to have the process be transparent and accessible. After the presentation by Council of Government staff, a long public input session followed. Deidre Mead of Greenville said that if the corridor is developed, she favors the NETEX rail line returning to activity along the corridor.
If you took rail along that NETEX route, whether you made it just cargo or cargo and passenger, that would reduce the number of trucks on the existing roads, which are the most damaging to the roads, which impede traffic the most, and are growing day by day, it seems.
Most of the people at last night's event opposed the toll road option, and one recurrent theme was the desire for the study to happen as quickly as possible. Several residents spoke of feeling unable to invest in or sell their homes until the issue is resolved. Joe Holt of Josephine was one.
Get that decision out so these people can sell their home, sleep better at night, and let real estate in these areas develop as the market dictates, rather than being shut down and this fear from people wondering if it's coming.
Council of Government staff distributed a timeline showing they plan to have the study completed by the end of this year. They also emphasized that no development could occur unless authorized by an amendment to the transportation plan. A link to last night's presentation is on our website, ketr.org. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.